Hey everybody, Rob Maurer here, and today we're just doing a quick check-in episode. As I said, my schedule's a little bit up in the air this week as I am taking delivery of my Model 3 this week and celebrating some holidays. Thankfully, it's been a pretty quiet few days here as we head into quarter end. Usually that's not the case when I'm off, but there are still a few topics I want to cover. Shocking to everyone, I'm sure, we have another Elon Musk leaked email. We have some news on Tesla in India and a report on Panasonic and Tesla's 4680 cells. Quick look at the stock after a long weekend. The market was closed for a day and a half at the tail end of last week for holidays. So today opened pretty exciting at about $675, but became much less exciting throughout the day. Tesla finishing up just 0.3% to $663 and a nice 69 cents. NASDAQ, on the other hand, finished up 0.74%. Catching up on volume over the last couple of days, obviously the market closed early on Thursday, about 22.9 million shares traded hands on that half day. And then today, Monday, started the week off with 31.4 million shares. So those are both much lower than the one-month average, but pretty close to what we were averaging prior to the S&P 500 inclusion announcement. As for this week, the NASDAQ will be closed all day on Friday, January 1st for New Year's Day, but it will be open all day on Thursday, the 31st, New Year's Eve Day. All right, so let's start off with this Elon Musk leaked email. As we had predicted earlier, we should be expecting to see something like this towards the end of the quarter. That has now come to fruition. Electrek on Saturday publishing the email in full. Elon writes, quote, "After today, we have just 5 days to achieve the historic milestone of 500,000 cars built and delivered. Please go all out to make it happen. This is a great milestone to rally the company around achieving. All the critics who, as recently as 2 years ago, said that we'd never make it, also called our target of 500,000 in 2020, quote-unquote, impossible. The heck with them, we are doing it. Particular help would be appreciated at end of the line to ensure cars built now are able to be delivered immediately without any further improvements in PDI, as there simply isn't enough time to do so. Hope everyone was able to spend some time with loved ones this holiday season and has an amazing 2021. Elon," end quote. I believe PDI there is pre-delivery inspection, so he's just saying there's no time to fix the cars after they're off the line, so make it perfect from the start. These emails now have pretty much become like clockwork at the end of quarters. I would say probably the most interesting part about this email is the lack of really anything all that interesting in it. It's kind of what you would expect from him, right? Like, let's rally around this milestone. If we go all out, we can achieve it. Let's make sure these last cars off the line are really good quality so that we can deliver them quickly. I guess what I'm trying to say here is that if things were going as smoothly as possible, this is the sort of email I would expect to see. Doesn't sound like there are any major fire drills. It doesn't sound like it's a long shot. Doesn't sound like they're having issues delivering record numbers of cars. There's a lot here that is not said that could have been said if there were significant issues like that. Over the coming days, we will of course continue to discuss delivery and production numbers for Q4. I'll go through a detailed forecast sometime before we get the actual numbers, which should be somewhere between January 2nd and January 4th. But my take going just off this email very speculatively, I think Tesla had it in the bag by the time Elon Musk sent this email. I think 500,000 is a lock, and I think Elon knows it. He knows this email is going to get leaked out. It has every single quarter for the last, I don't know, 5 quarters in a row. He knows it's going to be seen. He specifically writes 500,000 produced and delivered. If Elon was on the fence about this, if he was thinking, okay, maybe we can hit 500,000 produced, but it might be a long shot to hit 500,000 actually delivered just for logistical reasons, it would have been very simple for him with an email like this to put the focus on production and try to emphasize that narrative around 500,000 produced rather than also emphasizing deliveries here. He's also specifically calling out critics, which I don't know. I mean, it would be kind of a weird move to call out your critics and then not actually hit that number that they were criticizing you for, even if that is a good motivational tactic and even if there would be really good reasons for you not to hit it. It would just be kind of weird to call attention to that and then go, oh, well, actually, we didn't even get there. We were close, but we didn't get there. So quite a few reasons there. I think Elon views this as a lock. And again, this was 5 days out. For him to have that kind of confidence, I think they are likely to overachieve it by a relatively significant amount. As for what that amount is, again, we'll go through that in a more detailed forecast later on this week. Good spot for a reminder to subscribe because, again, the schedule is a bit up in the air. All right, next here, I just wanted to briefly touch on the software update that's been going out over the last few days. This is sort of the holiday update. This is 2020.48.26. A few new features here, we're not going to touch on all of them. The big changes seem to be a few new games. We have an update to the user interface on driving visualizations, and then Boombox, which uses the external speaker to play either custom sounds or a series of pre-made ones. But of course, not all Teslas have that external speaker, which is meant for pedestrian warnings. Those started being installed, I'm not sure of the date, but maybe somewhere between a year and 2 years ago. So those updates, and then the other big one is probably the supercharger display. There's a little bit more information in terms of how those show up on the map now. So reactions to this release have been mixed. I think a lot of disappointment out there that we did not see a significantly wider release of the full self-driving beta quite yet. Based on Elon's previous tweets, maybe a quarter or so ago, this was definitely around the time they expected that to go wider, but I doubt anybody is too surprised to see that date slip a little bit. Other reactions I've seen have been mainly focused on the user interface, aside from the boombox feature, obviously. People having some fun with that. But on the UI, Elon did reply to somebody on Twitter that recommended a layout option picker, and Elon said, quote, "We will offer multiple display options," end quote. No timeline on that, but good to know. Obviously, the user interface right now has a fair amount of flexibility in it. That flexibility, though, is mainly contained within the predefined sections. As for the release overall, Elon responded to a tweet that had referenced him referring to the holiday update as two fire emojis, saying, "To be honest, from seeing release notes and videos, I'd rate it a half a fire emoji." Elon replied, quote, "It's one fire emoji or one half a fire emoji. If you don't have a car with pedestrian speaker, we couldn't get everything done in time, but more stuff coming," end quote. So this is not the entirety of what they hope to release. So depending on where you're falling on the holiday spirit spectrum, you can be happy that Tesla either released a part of it, or you can be disappointed that it's not all there quite yet. Next year, we are revisiting a story we've talked about quite a few times in the past, and that would be Tesla's inevitable entrance into the market of India. Elon Musk over the years has mentioned this quite a few times on Twitter. Most recently in October, he said that Tesla would be entering India next year, that being 2021. And he also added that they would probably be releasing an order configurator sometime in January. Well, now we have a new report from IndianExpress.com. They spoke with the best title ever here, Union Minister for Road Transport and Highways and the Minister of Micro, Small, and Medium Enterprises, Nitin Gadkari. And he told them that Tesla would quote unquote start operations in India in early 2021. Quote, "He said Tesla will start operations first with sales and then maybe look at assembly and manufacturing based on the response to the cars," end quote. As for timing, I think it's a little bit unclear. I'm seeing some conflicting reports out there, but I would expect that deliveries would not start until the second half of next year. Last thing here is an update from Nikkei that I've seen making their rounds. This is about Panasonic and Tesla. They say that, quote, "Panasonic will begin production as early as next year of prototypes of a new, cheaper type of battery for Tesla electric vehicles," end quote. They go on to say that these are the 4680 cells. They say that they are developed in-house by Panasonic at Tesla's request. I mostly bring this up to point out the fact that this is not new information. We've talked about this in the past. Back in October, there was a report that actually quoted Panasonic directly, their chief financial officer, saying that they were working on that 4680 cell in partnership with Tesla. He also said at that time that they were working on a prototype production line. So the only new part from this Nikkei report would be the as early as next year language, but it's tough to get more vague than that, especially when there are 3 days left in this year. So nothing more to add on that report. Probably the other thing I'll get questions about from this episode, there has been a report out there about sort of working conditions in the China Gigafactory. I certainly am not ignoring that. I just have not had time to do full due diligence on that yet, but when I do, we will talk about it. All right, that is it for today. Again, the schedule is a bit up in the air for the rest of this week, so thank you for bearing with me through that. Make sure you're subscribed and signed up for notifications. That'll be the easiest way to keep track of new episodes. You can also find me on Twitter at Tesla Podcast. But again, thank you for listening, and I'll see you next time.